In the Air Force, the instructors rule boot camp. With early wake-up calls and long hours of physical training, they ground discipline into enlistees. Today on Veterans Voices, Air Force veteran Herman Webb of Fairborn tells his daughters, Samantha Webb and Jennifer Lobo, that his strength and self-control prepared him well for his military service.
So how'd you join the military? The truth.
The truth. I was going to Stillman College, which was a historical black college, and I wasn't doing well. I had 2 years in, and then from there, I went into the Air Force.
So was there anything you remember about having to adapt to military life?
Well, no, because I was a very disciplined person. It's all about discipline. So I did what I was told. When I was a child, my mother would tell me, I used to use profanity. I was good at cussing. So she told me one day to go into the bathroom and wash my mouth out with soap. So I did without her supervision.
How old were you?
Oh, about 12.
You went and washed your own mouth out with soap.
Mm-hmm. Very disciplined. So taking instructions wasn't difficult for me. Mm-hmm. So the military was just do what you instructed to do, and that's what I did.
So it's like a good fit.
Good fit, yeah. You have a different structure, and once you adjust to that. Matter of fact, in your Airman Performance Report, there's adaptability to military life that's in there that they would check off whether you did or didn't. So you adapt to that. That means can you take instruction? Okay, to be disciplined and to follow instruction means that you can lead as well because you're following someone else's instruction and you have to get to someone else. So I enjoyed that part of it. Going back to what you asked about, I like that discipline life.
I think that's something we have both
benefited from,
have mm-hmm. Have as values and grew up within that and mm-hmm. really – apply to our lives now.
Because if you commit to something, you're going to commit to something. You're going to follow through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a really good way to be raised. Does help us mm-hmm. be better people, I mm-hmm. think.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
Yeah. And looking at that, something I thought about with you, Samantha, something you did, I forgot what it was, but I tore into you as if you was my little ranking airman. And you braced up and came to attention, and I realized, oh, my God, I can't treat her like that. So I had to tone it down but still hold that, what you had, and I never did that again. I don't know if you forgot it or not.
I don't think we got in trouble much.
No, we were good kids.
You have to ask your mother.
You're not sure?
Well, I was in and out. I was working.
You were. You were working a lot.
Yeah, I was working.
Is there anything that you would like your family to know about your military service?
That I enjoyed it and that you two wouldn't be here if it wasn't for it because I would not have met your mother.
Yes, two Air Force brats. That's right. Proud Air Force brats.
That's right. Yay, Air Force!
That was Air Force veteran Herman Webb and his daughters Samantha Webb and Jennifer Lobo. This conversation took place at WISO as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices initiative, which visited the Miami Valley last summer. Veterans Voices on WISO is presented by WritePat Credit Union with additional support from CareSource. This story was edited by Will Davis and created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WISO.